Muhammadul says, if today my wife and I are going for Umrah and she has menses, what can she do and what can't she do? From the beginning of the miqat, will she be in ihram condition till menses finishes and complete tawaf and cutting hair? Has she to follow the condition of ihram, that is uncover face and wrist? Brother Muhammadul has many questions, but I'll try to sum them up. First of all, if a woman comes for Umrah or Hajj, we know that a man and a woman must assume the state of ihram and prohibit the things that are restricted for a person who is in the state of ihram from what is known as the miqat. Certain places and areas, anyone that are surrounding Mecca, anyone who's flying or driving or whatever, traveling to, coming through, must assume ihram at that area, not before after exceeding it. No, they have to do it at that area or before. So if a woman comes and then she gets her menses before reaching the miqat, she has two options. One, either to cancel her Umrah altogether. So she goes with her husband, stays in the hotel room, and he does his Umrah, he does whatever he wants, and then go back with him. Option two, that she assumes her ihram, though she has her monthly period on. How is that done? Simply, she takes a ghusl, and she wears the ihram, and she says, Labbaik Allahumma Umrah. Providing that she has to wait the entire time until she's purified, and then performs her major ritual bath, her ghusl, and then resumes her umrah through tawaf, sa'i, cutting her hair, and that's it. Some people say, okay, but we don't have enough time. We have only 1 day or 2 days. Then in this case, you have to refer to option number one, which is cancel it. Next time you come, you do it. Now, if she assumed her state of ihram while she was pure, and after a couple of hours, she got her menses, that's problematic. If she did not make a condition, meaning the woman knows that probably today, tomorrow, I will get my menses. Not me, of course, her. She says, what to do? We say, assume your ihram and make a condition. What do you mean, Shaykh, by condition? You say, Labbaik Allahumma Umrah. فَإِنْ حَبَسَنِي حَابِسْ فَمَحِلِّي حَيْثُ حَبَسْتَنِي. O Allah, I assume my Umrah. I'm now in my ihram. But you make a condition. If I were to be prevented, if I were to be blocked from continuing my Umrah, then I may take off my ihram and go back to my previous state. So if you said that, and then you were faced with a situation where you got your menses, then there's no problem. You cancel your Umrah. Do I have to slaughter? No, you don't have to do anything. You made the condition. Sheikh, I did not make the condition. What should I do? Now you're in a big trouble. Because now you have to stay in your state of ihram until you finish it, perform ghusl, and then continue. You mean I cannot cut my hair? No. I cannot cut my nails? No. I cannot wear perfume? I cannot have be intimate with my husband? No, you cannot. So if she says, okay, I live in Jeddah, it's an hour drive. So you go back, you wait. Once you're pure, you take your ghusl, you go and continue or resume your umrah without the need of assuming ihram again, because you are still muhrim. If she says, Shaykh, I live far away, and we travel by airplane, and it's difficult for us to come except in the next 6 months or so, or maybe year. In this case, the scholars say, due to necessity, then you may resume your umrah in the state of menses because you cannot do anything else. And this is the choice of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. But